Welcome, baseball fans. You got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Redsland with the Reds news for the week ending May 6th, 2006. This week on the podcast, I've got with me my crack technical staff, a.k.a. John.
That's me.
Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you.
You're looking good.
Pleasure to be here.
So you want to get together after the show? Anyway.
Later.
Anyway, so let's talk about that All-Star ballot, huh? That came out this week. What do you think of that? That good, huh? You know, Daedalus has a campaign to write in Brandon Phillips for the second baseman position, and you know, I hate to take my vote away from Friel, but I gotta say he's looking pretty good at second base.
I do like Phillips, and Friel is a great player, but he's not an All-Star second baseman. What he is an All-Star utility player.
Well, that's a position that they just don't have.
They don't.
Maybe that should be the write-in campaign.
Ooh,
write
utility
in a position.
Player.
And while we're at it, we could write in owner. Because, you know, if there's one person that's made the biggest difference on this team, apparently, write in GM.
Without a doubt, Bob Castellini is the best new owner this year.
Well, you know, the Nationals have a new owner.
Not yet.
It's
not official.
On it.
I think Babbo is the only one, but, you know, he's also the best.
But, you know. They've got the new owner. How long do you think Bowden lasts? I can't believe he's lasted this long, frankly.
I don't understand why he has lasted this
long. That freaky comment about hiring inmates to be on his team. Think Soriano would like that?
Now, speaking of Soriano.
Yeah?
He changed positions.
Is that right? Recently? Was he happy about it?
No, he wasn't.
Go figure.
But you know, the team has the right to force a player to change positions. And sometimes they should do that when it's for the betterment of the club.
Why would a team ever want to make a player change positions? I can't think of a single example.
I'm stumped. I thought I had an example on the tip of my tongue, but it's gone now.
You know, speaking of that, maybe we should move now to the injury report. Griffey's still hurt.
Yeah. I saw a comment somewhere. Is like, I think it's Lancaster, someone, some blog, but it's like, which person, which on the injury list will be back first? And I'm going for Aurelia.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he's the most recent to the list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so between, I guess, Aurelia, Griffey, and what, like Wilson?
Milton,
yeah.
Milton's closer
Milton
than Wilson.
And Wilson. And so, yeah, there's four good ones there on the injury list. And I agree, yeah, Aurelia's coming back first. Griffey's coming back maybe never. Possibly never.
Throw him on the 60 DA.
Oh, for crying out loud. I can't believe he's not there now.
Jeez. It's a joke.
And, you know, but, you know, he's kind of a... kind of an ass. I mean,
and though he does have a nice one,
that's true. He's got the booty going on.
Bootylicious. Ken Bootylicious Griffey Jr.
So when, since when do you are you noticing Ken Griffey's ass?
I don't know.
You
it's hard not to.
How about Lopez?
Lopez is getting better.
Yeah.
He needs to keep working it.
He's on the Griffey program of
that's
ass
right.
development.
Let's just hope he's not on that injury regimen.
As long as he doesn't get on the Casey program of ass development, that's fine with me.
Or the Casey running program.
Yeah, that's true. I think even injured Griffey runs better than Casey. Well, especially now that Casey's injured too. With something I think is a little more daunting than Griffey. Like, Griffey's like, oh, my leg hurts. Casey's like, my back is broken.
Yeah, sucks to be him.
Broke back Casey.
No.
So how about them Reds?
Nah.
Oh, come on.
No, I am actually liking it, but this West Coast trip is just so draining. Late games, you have to stay up past midnight to watch the blasted
things.
That's
the truth. And, you know, you can really tell it in the fan response. It really seems like it's fallen off since they took off for the West Coast. There's a whole lot of traffic around here for that Cardinals series, and then they go out to Colorado, and even though I smack-talking with Rock's girl from Colorado... I experienced a drop-off, and today it's been, like, dead.
Yeah.
There isn't any activity going out there. People seem to mostly be hitting Red Hot Mama on failed searches for porn.
Well, isn't that always the case?
Well, I do get a lot of those.
Mm, porn.
And, you know, a few successful ones.
What? Is there something I should know?
It just depends on what you're looking for in your porn, is what it comes down to. So it seems like they've been facing a whole lot of really good pitchers lately. It seems like every Friday they've been facing someone fantastic. They handed Oswalt his first loss against them.
That, finally.
Ever.
Man.
Which you could feel it coming on.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, I thought they'd hit him fairly hard last year at one point, and mm-hmm. he just weaseled away without getting the loss.
Yeah, he's riding on the coattails of his reputation.
But finally, though they didn't do so well last night against the Diamondbacks' best pitcher.
Wow, he was their best pitcher?
Brandon Webb, ground ball machine.
I'd never heard of him. That's impressive, because usually I've at least heard of the team's best pitcher.
I don't know if he's a best pitcher in the league type guy like Dontrell, but he's the Diamondbacks' best pitcher.
Kidding. Anyway, speaking of good pitchers, what about coffee?
I like coffee.
You like some hot coffee?
Yeah. I don't like the taste of coffee.
It's an acquired taste.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Okay.
But you know, a lot of people would like to see him in the ninth inning. What do you think of him in the seventh and eighth?
I love how Naren's using him right now.
What is that?
It seems to get the most out of him, you know.
Yeah, he's the one who can get. But shouldn't we, as a team, have an established closer? And Coffey's going to be the one, right?
I like Weathers in that role because he's so cheap and he's doing just as well as your average closer does, but not getting paid the gigantic bucks of a Dempster.
Coffey wouldn't be getting paid. Well, now that's just not even fair to go to the Cubs. I mean, they're going to make stupid decisions no matter you know what the situation is, but. But Coffey wouldn't be being paid any big bucks if he were being in the ninth.
But he's their best reliever right now. And I do like subscribe to the idea of the most important outs not always being in the ninth inning.
Yeah, I suppose.
And since they have the though they never use the phrase closer by committee, that's what they have, and it allows them the freedom to use Coffey whenever Naren thinks
he's
best.
In those high impact situations as opposed to just at the very end of the game. Well, moving from good pitchers to bad pitchers, what about that Dave Williams, huh?
Ah, Dave Williams. Poor guy. He shut down the Cardinals, right?
Well, you know, at least the Reds have been giving him some run support, unlike young Elizardo, who had that one good outing out in RFK. And not that he's done badly against, who'd he play, the Cardinals and the...
I'm not sure, I can't remember.
Well, and the Rockies. No,
Diamondbacks.
Last night against the Diamondbacks. And, you know, the first time, the offense didn't come through for him. This time, the defense didn't come through for him, nor did the offense.
Right, the offense.
As you pointed out.
Except for little Ray Ray.
Little Ray Ray.
That's right.
Oh, little Ray Ray. I'm so glad to have Ray Ray around. We would never have room for Ray Ray if Womack were still around.
That's true.
Poor Womack. I do feel a little bit sorry for him. I mean, I don't think he was a bad person.
No, he was a bad pickup.
He was a mystifying pickup.
It wouldn't have been so bad if they hadn't then gone and signed Aurelia, too, because you need a guy in that role,
yeah.
But you don't need two or three or four.
Well, and
five.
As you'll recall, that was right after Friel's little incident with the bachelor party and the drunken disorderly deal. So, but that made Aurelia make sense. It never made Womack make sense.
No, that's true.
I always got the feeling that we didn't know something about the Womack trade, like that there was some other shoe that was supposed to fall. It was supposed to be a three-team deal. He was going to go to someone else, and it just didn't happen. Because otherwise, I couldn't make it make any sense.
Yeah, maybe so, though.
Or was
still,
was O'Brien just that bad?
Still no one wants him.
Yeah, where is he now? Is he anywhere?
Limbo. The Reds have released him. They're on the hook for his remaining salary.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Unless...
So if they're on the hook for his remaining salary, does that mean if anyone else picks him up, they just don't have to pay him at all if they can negotiate that with him?
The Reds are on the hook. If another team picks him up, they'll spend the prorated portion of the major league minimum.
Oh, and then does that come out of the money that the Reds own?
Yes.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's right.
Hmm. Well, you know, may he pick up somewhere else. I mean, you know, they didn't even want him in Louisville, though. I mean,
I thought he did well enough early this year, and then they just stopped playing him. But, you know, I think he's got some baseball in him, just not for the Reds.
Yeah, there's really no room for him. There's no place for him on this team. And that's, like I said before in a Smart Aleck post, it's not his fault that O'Brien made a bad pickup with him to begin with. You know, he was on the bad end of that, really. But, but he's gone. So there's space on the roster for Denorfia.
That's right.
My heartthrob. And, he's doing, you know, all right.
He's doing okay. I wish they would have had him in center last night instead of McCracken, but McCracken might be the next to go.
Yeah, that's for sure. Because someone's going to come off the DL one of these days. Not that anyone's on the 60-day, right?
No.
I mean, Wilson, but... Is Wilson?
I don't think Wilson is. I think they took him off the 60-day over the offseason.
Now, he's had some sort of setback in his rehab. Have you heard anything about that? Read anything about that?
Shoulder fatigue, whatever that means.
So what does that mean? He was making rehab starts. Does that mean he's no longer making? He's made
two. Right. They've taken him off his rehab assignment.
And he's just back in injury limbo.
Yeah.
Well, that's just fantastic.
That's right.
Well, as long as he's been, you know, gone, I'm not surprised he's suffering some fatigue.
No, it does make some sense. It's been like a year, and suddenly he's pitching again in live games. But it's scary. There's a real good chance that he might not ever pitch in the majors again, that his career might be done.
Well, that'd be kind of sad, because, yep. I mean, we'd really like to see him come back and make a big impact. I mean, it would be fantastic if he could come and take, you know, Williams' place.
He's owed $4.5 million, I believe, for this year.
Wilson is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be really nice if he could come back and, you know.
Just earn a little bit of that. Just a little.
Just, yeah, seriously. You know, and maybe bring some general level of respect to the Reds. I can't believe how the Cardinals responded to that loss against the Reds. They're just like, oh, yeah, that's fine. We gave up that game
that's
so we
okay.
can be ready for the Astros.
We gave up that game so we can be ready to be swept by the Astros. That's all good.
Did that happen? Did they get swept by the Astros? I should have been following my Cardinals blogs.
Yeah, well, yeah. They haven't had that much to say.
Ah, yeah. I understand that, but, you know, I find something smart-ass to say about, of course, I didn't get swept by no freaking Astros.
Nope. I don't think that's a particularly good strategy to give up any game. I would think you would always want to win the easiest to win games.
That's
if you're going to lose one, make it be the hardest ones to win.
Yeah, really, you know.
Beat the crappy teams.
Get out the big guns. You know, I'm not sure that they could have won that game, even if they really tried, because, you know, Pujols was hurt. Edmonds was old.
Edmonds is old.
Roland wasn't even with them.
Pujols is old, too.
Is he? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's always jokes about his age being way less than it actually is.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
And he's awful young to be having back problems.
Well, you know. Back problems.
There you go.
It seems like a whole lot of people were seeing back problems. Wasn't Canseco having back problems? And
Sosa had a sneezing fit and strained his back once.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying anything. I'm just noting a trend. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So maybe this is not a general lack of respect from the Cardinals. Maybe it's just their denial about the reality of their situation.
That could be.
Maybe they just don't want to accept it.
I don't feel good about their depth. I mean, once they lose, they played without Pujols, Roland, and Edmonds, and they got nobody.
What was left?
Encarnacion.
Taguchi?
Encarnacion was their best hitter in that lineup.
Kick your ass. Yeah, seriously, and you know.
I saw him on the Reds.
And what's the deal with Eckstein? Because he was like a little firecracker last season, and he doesn't seem to have as remotely the impact.
I think he's doing all right, but there's no one. Well, you know, in the game against the Reds, where nobody was playing, there's no one to drive him in.
Truly told, you know, you think about his counterpart on the Reds is Friel. And Friel hasn't been doing that fantastic lately. He's probably tired. The guy needs a day off.
Yep.
Don't we all?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you see Lopez stepping up. You see Phillips stepping up. These guys, other guys, since when do the Reds have a running game?
I love it.
Seriously, now.
Speed and defense are my favorite things.
Well, they're so much more fun to watch. There's only, you know, you get jaded to the home run after a while.
But chicks dig it.
You know, that's what I hear. I'm not digging it.
I
dig it sometimes. You know, there are certain points. There's a well-placed, remember those two home runs from Javi, the 7 RBI, one from each side of the plate in Colorado? Man, that was badass. I wouldn't have given up those home runs for any kind of base-stealing adventures. But in general, you know, the signature Dunn solo shot to lead off the third inning when they're already up by 12, whatever. I'd rather see some, you know, defense. Sometimes.
We're getting that now, you know, with the exception of last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's hope they do better tonight.
I think so. I think so. I think they're going for the comeback. Anyway, it's almost game time, so I guess that we ought to wrap this up and get out there to watch the game and see our boys come back and have a chance in hell of winning this series. It's really been a pleasure to have you on the show today, correct, technical staff?
It's been a pleasure to be here. RHM.
Go. Oh, you're going to do it with me?
Okay.
Okay.
All together.
One, two, three.
Go Reds! Thank you.